This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Show. I'm going to give the number out next segment and start taking calls for first-time callers on any subject you want to raise, any topic, but I've got a few I want to throw out. I've got a bunch of clips, a bunch of huge news, the world accelerating into global crisis, admitted total censorship, total surveillance, worse than I ever even said, just out in the open. It is all coming up. The Super Bowl is talking about a cashless society. This is what big banks are saying they want within just 2 years. Robots replacing humans. They're building a world that makes us obsolete. But because I've not been plugging and talking about how to fund the show enough, I'm going to do it right now here on air before we go to break. I've been on air 24 years, and I set out to awaken America and the world because I believed that humanity weren't cowards and humanity wasn't stupid, that if folks were shown the facts of what was being constructed by the globalists, by the technocrats, and that their end game is a anti-God, anti-human, satanic world system, I believed that good men and women would stand up and rally against it. And I don't take all the credit for what's happened with InfoWars. In fact, I take very little of the credit, because that goes back to what I just said. I believe that there was a focal point laying it out with the evidence, as only the internet coming into its own 24 years ago could allow, up until that point in history, that people would respond and that the population would start researching themselves and that it would trigger a chain reaction. I never intended, though, to be a hyper-dominant leader at the forefront of this. I was always about having other guests and other individuals and groups on who were experts in their field to help inform the public even better than I could. But in the last 10 years, InfoWars became the dominant leader globally in rebooting nationalism and renaissance against the globalist post-industrial neo-feudalist system. But the globalists ignored that, which was fine with me, until about 3 years ago when they decided to use me against Trump and other nationalists by misrepresenting who I was and what I'd really said and taking me out of context. That miscalculation actually spread anti-New World Order information technology around the world faster and was critical in putting Trump over the top. Just as Hillary thought, oh, he'll be the nominee, but I'll beat him easier, and that backfired. Then she thought, I'll say Alex Jones is the dark heart and this evil demon, and like Godzilla, he's so powerful. Then that blew up in her face, and it only made us more powerful. And then they made the decision, because of all the chain reactions everywhere, where there were fan videos every day with 5-10 million views a piece and hundreds of millions of views a week on different platforms, not even of my own show, but of derivatives of what I was saying and doing, they hit the panic button and said, we were already looking at total censorship in the next few years, but let's accelerate the plan, start with him, and then drop the hammer on everybody else. And it's here. Total surveillance. They're listening. They're watching on your phone, on your TV. It's going into AI computers. The technocracy's on an incredible power trip. Horrible leftists trained in the universities to hate you and your family have been brought into these cults of big tech who are allowed to have access to everything you do. It's in the news today that you have a brain tumor, that you're pregnant, that you're depressed, that you have HIV, that you're gay. Whatever it is, they're there raping your privacy while calling themselves liberal. They're a fraud. So there are a lot of people out there asking for support. And there are a lot of mainstream media outlets collapsing. We've stood the test of time. We would get bigger if we weren't censored, not smaller. But the things they've done to this and the things they pulled against InfoWars, even if our audience doesn't realize how critical it is, and don't keep spreading the word, and don't keep sharing articles and videos, and don't keep buying the great products you already need anyways, the globalists will be successful in the next year or so shutting down InfoWars. So I'm shooting up the bat signal here. You've really supported us over the years, but the fight's now reaching the critical part of the battle, and I need your commitment to get great products you already need, but to steadfastly get them at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Music, because the globalists are very, very ominous people. And I discovered yesterday, I did a bunch of research last night that made me physically sick to my stomach. Like a compulsion to just go out and stop these people. My body angry at me that I physically wasn't going to confront these individuals. And that's Bill Maher. When I had Owen Benjamin on yesterday, the well-known comedian who's known Maher for over a decade, and I was like, it's crazy. He made pedophilic jokes about the Catholic school young men and children from Covington. We have the lawyer in studio tomorrow. He's here today. And I said, it's incredibly pedophilic, and he also says he hates them that they started a fight a week after everybody knew that it was a hoax. And Owen Benjamin said, you don't know about him on Politically Incorrect saying that a 12-year-old having sex with an adult is love? A 35-year-old having sex with a little boy or little girl is love? That's the exact NAMBLA quote. And I said, no. So the crew pulled it up. And then we found other clips. And then he goes, Owen Benjamin goes, you don't know the name of his production company for 25 years? And I said, no. What is it? He said, it's Kid Love. Kid Love is one of the three handles used by NAMBLA. And I said, you're joking, Owen. He said, no, I'm dead serious. We went to IMDb. We even went to his main website, and the name is Kid Love. Kid Love Productions. Folks, when I was growing up, and I was hearing people that have been in the military as officers and people that have been FBI and all these other places, not in pencil pushing and paper pushing areas, but you know, real on the ground stuff, I always heard, and I always thought it was weird and not true. Because I was a kid, nobody ever tried to sexually touch me, that the establishment was obsessed with raping and killing children. And there was a whole secret government worldwide that entry into the club meant you had to kill children, or at least rape them. And then as I got older, and I'm sitting there having dinner with General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, head of the HART program, guy that developed super-secret space-based weapons. I mean, it doesn't get more influential than him, the top engineer over huge clandestine programs. And I've interviewed Stubblebine, head of Black Ops, and everybody else, and they confirmed it all as well. Is Parton even alive? Last time I heard, he's got Alzheimer's, and he's a great old guy, and I stumbled by him down a few years ago. But you're having dinner with him at, you know, Luby's in Waco, because we have a speech there, and he's like, I'll tell you the real problem, it runs a bunch of goddamn devil worshiper pedophiles. Group above the communists are pedophiles, devil worshipers. This is like 20 years ago. And I'm like, yes, yes, General, yes. And you still, though, kind of think, these are just old, eccentric guys. And I'm sorry I use the Lord's name in vain. I don't mean it in vain. I don't think he meant it in vain. They're GD devils that are going to go to hell. I'm not using it in vain. He wasn't either. But if it offends, I'm sorry. I'm giving you the accurate quote. And it's just that all these years later, it's all true. And there is a tenfold increase in the arrest of pedophiles under Trump. Not just people that have child porn, but little kids and women and sex trafficking. You've got the UN caught trafficking thousands of kids out of one country alone and a bunch of them found dead. And now you've got Desmond is amazing, one of these, quote, drag kids who's been doing this since he's 5 years old, on TV with people that are axe murderers. Literally, the guy cut somebody up with a big, sharp object. And they're talking about taking ketamine, that is an orgy drug. And they're talking about taking roofies, that is an orgy drug. And you got the little kid on TV with drag queens and with convicted murderers. We put those guys back on screen. And they've got artwork everywhere about how it's fun to drug kids up. Prohibinol, and it shows a little girl jump roping. You find out about who the artist is, it's all that. And it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's just all out in the open. And it's being done. And Bill Maher's production company is called Kid Love. And that's one of the code words publicly used, is that it's just love. It's I love kids. So they say, I love kids. It's love. And they want the law to be down to age 3. That's what NAMBLA pushes. I'm here to date your son or daughter. And it's love. And so what does he say? Bill Maher says it's love if a 12-year-old wants to have sex with a 35-year-old. The parents have to step down. They have no rights. The person that drugs your kid, tricks your kid, whatever, they can come destroy their innocence now. So I want a news to cover. I want to open the phones up. But that video's up on InfoWars.com. Shock video. Bill Maher endorses pedophilia with small children. And then you find out the production company's named that, and he's done it a whole bunch of times, and it's the litmus test to get into the club. And there it is. Bill Maher openly endorses pedophilia as love. And so all of you at YouTube and all of you at Facebook and Twitter, they're trying to censor us and block our videos. The people of America and the world, you're not stopping them. They're going to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com right now. And they're posting it to their own websites. They're sharing it via their own email. They're text messaging it to people that have one of the highest open rates and saying, look at this monstrous video of this guy. We've got to protect our children. And then you add to that how they're coming after the children. This is what we've got to do. And I remember over and over and over again, being brought up not to hate anybody, not to look down on anybody, and hearing everything that was coming, being told that, you know, the whole homosexual agenda, all of this, is just to then get to sexualize kids. And then I saw Jocelyn Elders later say, help children masturbate, have the teachers, you know, grab your preschooler's genitals and, you know, do all this. And so, it just, you understand, they want their hands on your children. They want to put deadly vaccines in them. They want to give them deadly GMO. They want to sexualize them. If they can't abort them in the womb and they can't brain damage them and give them a chemical lobotomy with a vaccine, which the insert says it does to a percentage of people, most folks just do an IQ reduction. Just like fluoride on average lowers IQ about 15 points. If you drink it at one part per million for more than a decade when you're a child. So that's where all this is. And they're coming for everybody. And they're destroying the existing norms because they've got even more horrible things to come after that. Because it's always the same. They want to euthanize the old people. They want to abort as many babies as they can. And the ones that make it, they want to feed on and destroy and slowly suck their souls. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the whole front runner group of Democrats all saying free health care. Free college, free everything, just the free health care is the entire budget every year. So it's here. What's your take on that? And a whole bunch of other incredible footage that we're going to be getting to in a bunch of other special reports here today. But I want to open the phones up. I told you I'm going to start taking calls every day I'm going to commit to that, and I want the crew to push me to do it. So the number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. The three or four callers I didn't get to yesterday because we ran out of time, you go to the front of the line. So it's first-time callers right now. Anything you want to talk about, but technically if you've never gotten on air before or sat on hold, you're welcome to call in as well. We really appreciate your time. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX is the number to join us on this Tuesday live global transmission. Also, Iran's announcing offensive strategy, so that war is gearing up with Israel there. Spanish Populist Party leader slams conservatives who keep caving into political correctness. But this is a central point. And that ties into Italian politician says people smugglers may have deliberately drowned refugees as part of illicit stunts. Of course they did. Islamists blow up their kids in suicide bombings. Katie Hopkins, of course, has exposed that whole situation. You know, they have to stage at least the dead bodies on the beach for the media. It's all coming up today. On the other side of this global transmission, we have a special guest as well popping in the third hour. And Paul Joseph Watson hosts the fourth hour from London.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls starting at the next segment. There's so much news here that sometimes it's hard to even get to the news because you don't know what to cover first. But I see these studies every day. It's been well known forever. The modern systems were designed to mesmerize children and then to basically give them low attention spans and low IQs. Study, increased screen time in young children associated with developmental delays. That's from Fox. I love how they tell you all this once everybody's totally addicted. You know, I said a decade ago there's going to be huge screen time rehab clinics in the future. And now that's the new big hot trend. Again, next decade's news today. But it's not because, again, I'm that smart. I actually go off what the globalists say and do. And that's my big frustration, is that they put out all these fake political ideologies and all these systems and all these control arms. But at the end of the day, they're devil worshippers that think they're God, who use communism and socialism to domesticate people and control your paradigm so that you never want anything better for yourself, so that you're under their control for chicken feed. That's what domestication means. Like cows in a pen, or horses, or pigs that you're going to slaughter. They control you. They run you. They own you. And the Renaissance in Americana was about getting away from that feudal system. You know, that sounds like a horrible system. That's how every other country and system ran previous to ours. Previous to the Renaissance 500 years ago. And so they're just simply bringing back what gives them total control, because it's what these inbred elites, and inbreeding creates psychotic behavior, want. I mean, you could talk about Ted Bundy all day long. And I want you guys to remind me to cover him at the start of the next hour, because it'll take some time to get into it. Because I know the inside baseball about Netflix and the inside baseball about how they operate and what they do, but they have a new show out worshiping the serial killer Ted Bundy. And then when people point that out, they go, oh, yes, we're being politically correct. Don't lionize him. Don't say he's sexy. But that's all formulaically done. That's Netflix's advertising formulae. That's why in these Sandy Hook lawsuits against me, they keep saying, show us the marketing documents where you just said Sandy Hook didn't happen to make money. As if we cover news, certain news, because it's a marketing angle. We cover stuff because I think it's important. And I was censored and blocked and persecuted all these years for saying things that were unpopular at the time that turned out to be true. That 9/11 was an inside job. The radical elements of our government worked with radical Islam in Saudi Arabia. That's all admitted now. The stand down, all of it. That we're being surveilled with a panopticonic control grid, tracking everything we do to control us and track us, and that massive censorship's coming. It's all admitted. or that fluoride and 3G and 4G and 5G and all this fries your DNA. That's all admitted now. I'm just not out to get people. Most folks figure out this is going on. The globalists come to them and say, hey, you figured it all out. You should be with us. I'm not joining them, ever. But I tell you this, the general public's basically joining them. More and more people just don't care. Let's play the audio with the video of folks doing a demonstration of how phone by phone, tracker by tracker, Trojan horse beside Trojan horse, you can call one Apple iPhone on FaceTime, and then you hit a couple buttons, and then even though the person doesn't pick up, it picks up, and you hear everything they say and everything they do. Folks, that's a back door to where anybody that works at Apple or anybody that knows how this works, the FBI, you name it, can do it. And I've told everybody this over and over again, but look. Hot mic. What is .com? And it gets into what these phones and devices are actually called by the FBI. There's another one. FBI taps cell phone mic as eavesdropping tool without warrants. 2006. In 1999, I exposed that OnStar was listening to people, and it later turned out it was true. I was told by insiders. Oh, but don't worry. The only way you cannot have this done to you is go into the phone settings itself and turn FaceTime completely off every time you use it. And by the way, that's just so the general public can't every time call you and hit two buttons and then listen to everything going on in your house. By the way, everybody better do this now because they just publicized how everyone can do this. I remember having John Ronson, a TV producer from England, in my house 20 years ago. And he said, why do you have tape covering your webcam? And I said, because the governments and others routinely dial into those and get data. And he laughed at me. Oh, but decades later, Comey's so smart covering up his, and of course, Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, but here it is. CNN will now tell us, thank you, CNN, how to turn off FaceTime and avoid Apple's eavesdropping bug. A newly discovered privacy bug in Apple's FaceTime software allows users to hide and see the person they're calling without the recipient even picking up. The glitch, yes, it's a glitch, impacts iPhones and iPads running iOS 12.1 and Apple's PC running Mac OS Mojave, and newly added group FaceTime feature. Apple AAPL confirmed it started disabling the group's FaceTime features for all users, but the issue may still impact one-on-one FaceTime calls. Yeah, those back doors are big. Until the company rolls out a fix later this week, here's how to disable FaceTime on your Apple device. Open the settings on your iPhone or iPad. It's not yours, it's Apple's. Scroll down, select FaceTime, toggle off the green button, top of the screen to turn off a Mac. Follow these steps. Open the FaceTime app. Go to the FaceTime at the top of the screen. Select the turn off FaceTime. And then it goes on. So see, don't trust Alex Jones. Oh, no. He says that your computers and your phones are watching and listening to you. I just have all the patents and all the documents going back to the Telecommunications Act of 1996, where they made it law by 2000 that all devices that are in that have software to communicate via audio or video by law are considered these smart devices and have this embedded in them. It's the law. And that's why they don't want us here telling you what's coming next. We're going to come back and take your calls. But the last segment of this show, make me do it because I always forget. I'm going to give you a few glimpses into what's coming next. Half the kids on your street are going to be dying of cancer. You're going to be dying of cancer. There's going to be hysteria, burning cities. People are going to be taking all sorts of new drugs to get over all the pain. Suddenly, they're going to turn the 5G on, and you're going to start having mass suicide everywhere. Get ready. It's coming. They're getting ready to kill you and your family. Get ready.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. So Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So you see articles every day saying screen time makes kids have low IQs, lowers their development, makes them stupid, makes them depressed, linked to suicide, linked to obesity. Why didn't they tell us that when they were rolling it all out? Well, I've read the literature, but I was also invited almost 20 years ago into the UT psychology department where they were testing what became the iPads and iPhones and the rest of it for DARPA. And the whole thing was designed with monkeys they had hooked up with wires in their brain. They were later euthanized to test flicker rates on how to mesmerize someone. You ever notice how a child especially will walk by a screen now and just look like a zombie? It's because it's an exact wavelength. So let me tell you what's coming next. Every metric, cancer, neurological disorders, every metric is we are seeing exponential levels of death and disease. This is how you bring down a country. It's how you bring down the West. That's where these technologies are being used in a 21st century covert soft kill war by the eugenics-based deep state who's allied with China. Now, China just goes in and kills babies before they're born or after they're born, and that's their agreement. Here, it is being done as a population reduction program. And just like you turn up the frog, at one level, the frog thinks it's in a hot tub. At level 6 or 7, the frog passes out. At level 10, the frog dies. And that's what they're doing, is they're ambient turning up the 5G. They're ambiently turning up the flicker rate on the iPads until everyone is in a trance state and unable to even recognize what's happening to them. And then they have movies like Bird Box and The Kingsman where they tell you there's an evil world government and it's going to use wavelengths on cell phones to make everybody kill each other to depopulate the planet for the greater good. That's really the plan. And they're testing these systems to increase irritability, to increase depression, and can literally make you, if you're susceptible to this and get fall into it, commit suicide. It's estimated that thousands of people a year die from just sitting at their computers playing video games too long. So the scientists always say, oh, excessive is linked to suicide. No, it's all been designed like this. So I would recommend most people not let your children really watch any television at this point on any of these high-tech screens. It's bad enough for the older ones. And I would suggest that as adults, you listen to talk radio and that you turn away from it and don't stare at it too long, because everyone knows that it causes all sorts of issues with your brain. And it's a fact. What I'm telling you is an absolute fact, just like all the illegal surveillance is going on. And so if you look at 1 in 37,000 with autism, 1 in 58, and you look at, you know, used to, cancer didn't even exist in children, and now it's up 10,000 plus percent depending on the type. Breast cancer is up thousands of percent. We're being murdered. And the system says, oh, don't worry about all the stuff doing that. Let's just tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe and that puts out oxygen from the plant that cleans the earth. Let's get rid of the scrubbing gases. Let's restrict those and then have aluminum dioxide blasted in the atmosphere and electromagnetic antenna arrays fry the atmosphere. And that's all admitted. It's mainstream Council on Foreign Relations everywhere that they're manipulating the weather on a mass scale. But see, they have a trendy come out who first was the conspiracy guy for a few years and tell you none of it exists. You're flat earthers if you think there's any geomodification going on or any manipulation of the weather. That's how they operate, yeah. And when people see those big, what looks like flying saucers in the air, and you see the big squirrels and what looks like a tornado being formed, that's what one antenna array can do. By the way, in Saudi Arabia, in China, in Russia, in Dubai, it's all over television. They just show them in 1 hour take a blue sky in the desert and form clouds and then make it rain. It's being pulled up on YouTube showing them do it. But when we say, hey, it's going on here, Joe Rogan says, no, it's not. I am the commander of all reality. Anyone that says that it's not happening is insane. But old-fashioned cloud seeding is nothing. Again, you can just type into a regular search engine. Antenna arrays used to make the desert green. Or Council on Foreign Relations. Council on Foreign Relations calls for geoengineering planet to stop global warming. And you read the 30-something page report, and they admit it's already going on. And guess who has the government contract with the Department of Energy to carry it out? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Don't believe me? Just type in. Bill Gates studies how to control hurricanes. There it is, developing an international framework for geoengineering, CFR. That's just one of hundreds of reports. There's an international treaty from 1978 about weather weapons. We have the former defense secretary, Michael Cohen, saying we have earthquake weapons, we have tectonic weapons, we have weather weapons, and other people have weather weapons. But see, I'm the bad guy, you see, because I told you first about it. And we had the meteorologist on about it. It's incredible. Yeah, their Secretary of Defense speaks out about earthquake weapons. Just don't believe me. Just type it in. Just type it in. You can actually go watch the video of the Defense Department of having pulled it down. So, it's our duty to get this out. I'll go to your calls next segment. We're going to push our guests back to 15 after. If you can't make it, it's fine. Because I'm going to take calls, and I'm dedicated to taking calls. But the issue here is we're under globalist attack. And they want us off the air because they want to carry this plan out when even most government people are compartmentalized and don't know what's going on. And that's why the government's in rebellion against Trump and trying to block him from access to any of these agencies, is because this stuff's all compartmentalized under special directors. Like Rosenstein's sister runs the vaccine damage program and the PR program with taxpayer money, billions a year, to pay for lies in the news saying vaccines only help, they don't hurt. She's over lying and saying it's safe, and she's over covering it up when your child dies or gets brain damage. We covered that yesterday. It's all these key people. Few thousand per country running the whole show. I had Rothkopf on, head of the Kissinger Group, years ago. He tried to hire me, and he said, look, you're part of the superclass, Alex. You're a major leader. They always say that to people to make them feel big. Join us. Join me, and I will complete your training. It's ridiculous. It's these people all want to be part of the establishment, and they sell out cheap, and they're all jokes. I will not sell out to death. I will not sell out and molest children to be part of the club. I will not do it. You're disgusting. In fact, it's just unbelievable. We're going to go to break. Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, even so-called high-quality groups, they put in a little bit of product, and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. Well, if you think turmeric has helped you before, most turmeric is about 5% on the market. Really good stuff, high-end stuff, is half turmeric. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid, and then it's got a bunch of other known plants in it that help boost it and accelerate it. So you need to understand Body's. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. It's amazing for all the things turmeric does. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. It is still half off. We didn't end that special because we got another big supply of it. I should have been adding that. That's 50% off. $29.95. Well, competitors aren't as good. They're like twice that price. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody, for energy, for healthy life, for brain, for heart, these are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink, super strong, super healthy, super amazing. This is what everybody else wishes they did. Nobody puts as much product in it for the highest quality. Turbo Force, 33% off, out of the gates. I believe it's become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupons. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive
heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Next hour, we have William Dean joining us of AllyPac, and he is drafting Ann Coulter to challenge Donald Trump in the 2020 GOP primary. And again, the strategy is obviously to get Trump, they think, out of his days. We'll see about that. So we're going to have that story posted up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Let's go to your phone calls right now. David, Carlos, Nick, David, Michael, Chip, Josh, Douglas, Alex, Anthony, Randy, and others. I'll at least get to those calls here today. And David's been holding the longest from California. Welcome to the airwaves.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
It's good to be on your show. I'm a first-time caller. Just concerned about the state of our country right now, what's happening to yourself, Roger Stone, and other journalists around the country. I've been waking up every morning with this sense of urgency almost that even funding you guys and trying to help you guys out with, you know, your guys' endeavors you guys are going through, I feel like there's something else that I need to be doing and the rest of us need to be doing. And it's kind of, I don't really have any sort of outlet besides, you know, you listening to you guys and trying to express all this other stuff, you know, what I hear from not just yourself, but people like Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero, everybody else. And it's just, I don't know, I have this sense of urgency right now, you know?
No, you're absolutely right. And it is urgency. I mean, InfoWars is like the mothership. I've got all these employees and all this crew, and I've got all my lawsuits I'm fighting that are way more money than Roger's paying. It's not some competition here, but I'm kind of fighting a two-front war with Roger because InfoWars has become a platform to sit there and promote fundraising for his issues. When I gave Roger a job here, which is great, and he's paid, and then it also becomes this split where we may not get the funds to fund InfoWars because the 24/7 Roger Stone fundraising is people then split it and say, well, we'll just give him a donation instead of InfoWars. I've got to have a talk with them about that because we could win the battle, lose the war here because of that. So I hope people do support Roger. But InfoWars has a bill, let's not exaggerate, at least 10 times what Roger Stone's is, okay? And he's bringing in as much money as we're bringing in right now. And that's great. That's all fine and dandy. I have 100 employees. I have all the bandwidth bills and all the equipment, and I sent security up with Roger and reporters up there, and that costs money. And so I'm not bitching or complaining. I'm going to have to make some decisions around here on a bunch of fronts about layoffs, you know, laying Paul Watson off, laying Roger Stone off, people that are paid more around here. I mean, I've told them point blank, too. I mean, that's where this is headed if we don't get the support. And hey, if people don't want to support us, that's fine. I'm going to stay committed to this fight as long as I need to and stay as focused as I can. But I want to say this. I like Roger, love him to death, been his biggest supporter out there, and gotten targeted because of it. But I'm not Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones. I'm InfoWars. I've been on air 24 years. We've launched the thing against the globalists. And that's what I'm saying is I'm sick of just being associated with Donald Trump and Roger Stone. He's probably sick of being associated with me. And by that, it's not bad to be associated with Donald Trump. It's that's all I become associated with. Not being right about screen time, being right about the 3G and 4G and 5G, being right about how you're being spied on, being right about the world government, being right about everything. We're the trailblazers, and I just see myself constantly caught up. Take the Sandy Hook thing. That is not my identity. I barely ever talked about that. Other people questioned it happened. They lied about babies in incubators. They lied about all these wars. They lied about all sorts of stage stuff. They got members of the European Union government questioning whether they're staging deaths of refugees to open the borders. That's normal to question government media that lies. Later you find out something did happen, you say, fine, it happened, but then those people make it your whole identity and say that I'm currently doing that to then turn me into basically Sandy Hook meets Donald Trump meets Roger Stone, when that becomes a distraction and a diversion from the globalists trying to implode our borders, from the globalists trying to shut down our industries, from the globalists trying to set up martial law, from all the incredible censorship. I'm a diversion. I'm a diversion. My censorship is bad. I should be supported. But in that they only talk about me being censored now everywhere. First they demonized me, then they censored me. That supposedly then made it all okay. Okay? So now they've moved on to everyone else, and nobody cares about them. It's all about Alex Jones. So that's what I told people day one. So this is very, very sophisticated. So I'm not criticizing Trump. I'm not criticizing Roger. I'm not criticizing myself. I'm saying this is how the globalists engage you, set up these false fights, where now we're going to spend half our time defending Roger on a fake indictment in a major war for the whole country and our children fighting the pedophiles. Now everything in InfoWars will become this stupid case and the stupid judge and stupid Mueller, instead of just warning people, hey, read what's in your tap water, read what's in the vaccines, hey, find out about the New World Order, hey, find out about the big picture. You see what I'm saying?
I do. And I feel like every single one of us is almost, you know, certainly under attack, because it's hard to be away from pretty much the beast now. And unfortunately, it's discouraging, but we almost just got to follow like you do and just, you know, keep pushing, keep moving forward. I just wanted to say, God bless you. I pray for this country. I pray for our president. I pray for yourself. I pray for everybody else that, you know, that may be going through this situation, whatever, but I just hope that.
Well, I'll tell you, David, exactly. If people don't have money, They can't buy products? Hey, that's fine. They can spread the word about however you're listening, and they can pray for InfoWars, and they can pray for America and the world to awaken and for God's spirit to move across this land. Thank you so much for the call. And I didn't mean to go off into a rant about that. I just realized the tactics the globalists use, where they say Jones set up his media operation and his empire, which it's not. Jones set up his powerful, evil empire on the backs of Sandy Hook, and it's like not even a 0.1% of what we've covered. It's just, again, and then they use it to put Sandy Hook and school shootings back in the news. The lawyers, the Democrats do. And then they use it to demonize me. It's a tactic. It's sick. But it's the whole mainstream media that uses school shootings and hypes them up and then causes more of them. And now they're using my name to promote it. It's dastardly. It's absolutely evil. And it's going to be, you know, dealt with. It's just that we need massive support because BuzzFeed makes $300 million a year. They have to get another $100 million from George Soros and others to operate, and they're not as effective as we are. They're a bunch of liars. They have thousands of employees, hundreds of millions of dollars, and then the news is like, Jones says he brought in $40 million. He made $40 million. No, if I bring in $40 million, half of that's product cost. Then you pay all the employees, the crew, the bandwidth, all of it, and lawyers, and you lose money. That's what we're headed into, exactly what they want. BuzzFeed can have $400 million. That's pure cash. That's not stuff they're selling. That's their actual revenues, $300 million, with another $100 million plopped on top to run around and make up Pissgate stories and make up that Manafort visited Assange at the. All of that's made up. All of that's lies. All of that's crap. And notice, their owner, this big, you know, neocon leftist, neo-lib, is like, oh, we don't need unions. I'll never lay you off. We're a family. He won't even give them any severance pay. He even took their bonuses away. He even nickeled and dimed them when he fired them. Those that had a month or 2 weeks of vacation, they didn't get jack crap. Because all the studies show, liberals aren't liberals. They're monsters. Jeff Bezos pays almost no taxes. He's paid money on every item he ships by the U.S. government. He's a total pig. Google, Facebook, Apple, they run slave factories. These people are monsters. Studies show what liberals are 9 times more likely not to give to charity. All the world's the same numbers. 6 times more likely to steal. And many, many more times, though, more likely to tell you they're giving or they're doing something good, but they don't do it, you see. Because they're sociopaths. They're psychotics. They're control freaks. They put out movies where Ted Bundy's cool and sexy and has a fun love affair on Netflix when he wasn't tying 16-year-old girls up in basements and torturing and living the hell out of them, biting big chunks out of them. So see, that's who these people are, and they've bred more of them, and they've created more of them, and all of our bowing down and all of our kissing their asses has absolutely supercharged them to come after everybody. It's a moral decline. It's a satanic plague that is upon our country and upon our world. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I just went to one. But I went off on a jag there because InfoWars is in the middle of the battle. And it's that simple. And so now realize, yeah, we've been, hey, we need help. Hey, we're in a fight all these years since we've been in one. Now we're in the main fight. This is it. Toe-to-toe with the globalists. Back in 2 minutes. And I'll go to Carlos first. Talks about tearing society apart. But everybody else, stay with us. And hey, whatever you do, share that link, newswars.com. It upsets the globalists. Share that link with Bill Maher praising pedophilia with 12-year-olds.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.